Now, back here about 5 weeks ago, Social Democrat co-leader Roisin Shortall said to Justin McCarthy on RT's This Week programme that the co-leadership at the top of the Social Democrats was working well, it was useful, it would continue until after the next election. And then today, Adam, what happened?
Yeah, it's a bit of a bolt from the blue, or a bolt from the purple, I suppose, a bit more on brand for the Social Democrats. But this really caught people in Leinster House off guard today. We got a press invite that there would be a major announcement at 3 o'clock across in Buswell's Hotel from Leinster House. And straight away, you started making calls and texts on this, and it came back very quickly that there was going to be a change in leadership. And you know, I mean, questions jumped to your head, like, why are they being pushed out, things like that. And they were very clear in the press conference today that none of that is the situation, that they just feel like this is the time that they need to change leadership. They want a new generation in charge ahead of the next local and European elections next year. And that's the sort of situation that we have today, that they're leaving on their own terms.
Runners and riders for succeeding them. None of them would be drawn for comment today, saying it was Catherine Murphy and Roisin Shortall's day. But
yeah, I think that's what the speculation straight away turns to that. And I think the early front runner would probably be Holly Cairns, who's been very impressive since she came into the Dáil. But I wouldn't rule out the likes of Jennifer Whitmore has previously said, I think in an article in the Sunday Times, that she has ambitions for leadership. And I think Gary Gannon will probably put his name forward as well. So the situation will see that the National Executive meets tomorrow. They'll decide the nomination process. That'll take a week or two. So we'll know who's in the running in the coming days. And then if there is an election, then that will go out.
An election for
weeks.
One or two?
Or three.
True, there was three. Yeah. Well, you took one of them, Lisa Chambers, so maybe it's two.
Well, the leaders were asked about that today, and they said that the co-leadership that they've had over the past few years has been really effective for them, and they can literally be in two places at once. And they were asked, you know, do you think that the new leader should be either one person or two? And they were very open, saying in all of their answers that the new leader or the new leaders. So that is an option on the table.
All right. And we should have, a decision by when? The nomination's on Thursday and concluded in short order.
That nomination process will take about a week or two, and then it'll be a quick election then. But they'll have to, you know, do the rounds. It's a one member, one vote sort of situation. So everybody in the party will have their say on that.
Okay. Mark Wall, of course, Catherine Murphy and Roisin Shortall, both former members of your party, both of whom left on bad terms. So with the departure of those co-leaders, do you think there's room for Labour working more closely with the Social Democrats under a new leadership?
Well, we'll always work with any party that wants to work with the Labour Party. That's the most important thing to say, Colm. Want to wish Roisin and Lee Catron well. I know Catron from my time in Kildare County Council, obviously, and Roisin, as you say, as a previous member of the Labour Party. But we're concentrating under a new leader, Ivana Bacic, and we've set out a term that we want to follow Ivana, and that's what we're doing. And if anybody wants to join that in the future, they're more than welcome. But the Labour Party is concentrating on local elections and general elections, putting together some candidates, and that's what we will continue to do.
Right. Lisa Chambers, Sean Lamass once said Fianna Fáil was the real Labour Party in Ireland. Micheál Martin has declared himself a bit of a Social Democrat too. Is there room to work with the Social Democrats under a new leader?
Well, leaders? I mean, I would describe my own party, Fianna Fáil, as a Social Democratic Party. It's not a term that was invented by the Soc Dems, even though it's their party title. I want to wish Roisin and Catherine well. You know, I think it was an interesting combination. We have never had a co-leadership of any party in the state, so it was interesting to watch how that worked. And wish the incoming leader or leaders, multiple, whoever he or she might be, you know, we'll work with parties that are interested in implementing similar policies where we can find common grounds. That's always been the case. So certainly, if the Social Democrats are putting forward policies that we feel we can agree on, we'd look forward to working with the new leader or whoever they might be.
Right. Mick Barry, Leon Trotsky once said, Bolshevism seeks to overthrow bourgeois rule while social democracy seeks to eternalise it. Bunch of pinko sellouts. You don't care who's in charge, do you?
Well, it's an interesting quote from Trotsky. The Social Democrats place themselves on the left of the Irish political spectrum. And I think people who look to the left and who are looking for significant change are hoping that the next government will not include Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, that we'll have short of the old establishment parties. A lot of the discussion about the Social Democrat leadership so far has focused on personalities. I'd like to hear from the candidates as to what their position is regarding government formation and doing deals with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Are any of them prepared to rule it out?
Right. And that's the red line for people before profit, is it?
I think for us there's two key red lines. Number one is opposition to a system which will put profit before people. And number two is no deals with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So let's see what the Social Democrat candidates say in relation to those issues.
Right, it's a bidding war, Lisa Chambers, if you want the Social Democrats, between you and People Before Profit. Who's going to win that one?
I don't see it as a bidding war. Look, we're quite a while off a general election, I believe. We'll have to wait and see how the numbers fall in terms of government formation. I think it's unlikely that you'll see a government formed that doesn't include either ourselves or Fine Gael on the current numbers if the polls continue the way that they are. Both parties together with the Greens represent more than half of the voters. So lots of people are quite happy with the government that they have. Lots of people vote for Fianna Fáil and are happy with our party as well. I'm not saying everyone loves us. I'm not saying everybody agrees with us. But we are a significant political party and have been, you know, here since the foundation of the state. And I don't think we'll be going anywhere.
Right. Mark Wall, Mick has named his price there, ruling out coalition with either Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. Are you up for that? Well, we
Labour Party or Party of Government always have been, Colm, as you know that, in fairness. So we have to wait to what the electorate decide. There is only one poll. We're all politicians around this table, with the exception of Adam, probably. But at the end of the day, we have to wait to see what the outcome is. As I said at the start, we're working with our new leader. We're going to put the biggest number of candidates possible forward. We'll see what the electorate come up with. And after that, then we look at what formation of government comes from there.
All right. Adam, any final thoughts on this item before we move on to weightier matters?
There was a funny part of the conference earlier on today when inevitably one of the reporters asked that question, whether the new leader of the Social Democrats could consider a merger with the Labour Party, and Catherine Murphy kind of rolled her eyes and said, please stop asking us this question. We don't want to merge with anybody. But when it comes to a coalition, I do think the Social Democrats have always been open to talks, even when it came to Sinn Féin after the last general election. They were open to talks about entering government, and I'd imagine that's a position that will stay.
All right.